Welcome to Rest, Lease to Revenue podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep, to grow our business, and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity newspaper, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Sandra Cheney, expert grant strategist, best-selling author, coach, and a national speaker. Welcome, Sandra, and thank you for taking the time to share your experience and expertise.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. I am going to get right to it. All right, now, my first question is, who is your focus for nonprofit? Is it small businesses or is it entrepreneurs?
So my focus for nonprofits really are women, to be honest, women who have gone through, I don't want to say devastating things, but challenging. So for instance, my background is domestic violence and sexual assault. That's also my experience. So I work with nonprofits who are offering any type of services around healing, social servicing, mentoring, you know, anything to do with transformation is what I work with. And so it's mainly women and some men, but mostly women who are looking to start a nonprofit or who have one and need to build it.
That's wonderful. That's really interesting. I wasn't really expecting that. Because, you know, well, lots of time nonprofit can be any type of business. So that's good that you focus, you know, on women. So that's great. Now, my second question is, what led you down this path of nonprofit?
So I started out working in IBM, and I was looking for something that was meaningful. Because just being in corporate America, going to work every day and being stressed out with the amount of work that, you know, I was doing, I needed something that was going to bring some more meaning to my life. And so I started volunteering at a shelter for battered women. Little did I know that their story was my story, that I was looking me in the face. And so I eventually left corporate America. And they hired me from being a volunteer to being a full-time person in the nonprofit. And that's how I began on this journey of nonprofit, because then I started going into the community advocating and educating the community about women and children who are suffering around domestic violence, sex trafficking, and human trafficking. And so that's how I got into the nonprofit world.
That is wonderful. Well, that definitely is a calling for you, and it's great that you listen. So I'm happy for that. Now, my next question: how do you discover the profits and nonprofit?
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting. People, when I first wrote that book, people were like, "What do you mean, discover the profits and nonprofits?" Sometimes we take simple things that should be so simple, and we turn it into something that is so huge. And so to me, when I tell people the profits are the little things, like your board of directors, meaning people who support you, you know, in your mission statement, you know, that says a lot about who you are as an organization, the type of services, you know, that you're offering. Those are the missing profits, because what ends up happening is people want to create a nonprofit and they want to go after funding, but they forget about the little intricate parts of building the business that will help you to get to the profits. So I have to be clear on your mission statement. Do your board of directors support you in what you're doing? Because we all need support in business, but they're your support. What services do you offer? Are you sure that your community needs this? We always say, well, my community is the homeless, and I know that they need housing. When that is true. But if you talk to a homeless person, the first thing they're going to say to you is, you know, I just need a place to lay my head. Well, I just maybe need something to eat before they even get to housing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like understanding your audience also helps you to get to those profits. And that's what I mean by discover the profits. discover the little things that we overlook because we're trying to get to the big things.
That's wonderful. That is, I'm so glad you shared that, because I'm sure that people just strictly think of nonprofit and don't think of the profits in it. So I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that you explained that. All right, now my next question, how do you transform and make the changes to get the quality sleep that you that you deserve?
You know, I really just started doing that maybe in the last like year or two, because I recognize how, like you were talking about the previous question about profits and what does that look like? So getting rest to me is important in order to increase whatever your profits in any business, whether it's nonprofit, whether it's for profit. If you don't have the proper rest, then you are going to miss those little things. Because even you and I, we're both profits, meaning we're economically, relationships are really your profit as well. But you have to get the rest. So I've started, you know, working out for me is one of the ways that I get my body to actually relax so that I can get the rest I need. And so I'll get up at the same time. I'll go to bed at the same time. I'm a night owl. So for me, that was a struggle. But I've learned to actually meditate at night to wind down so that I can sleep and get like at least 7 hours worth of sleep. And when I get 7 hours, I function well. When I don't, I don't. And then I make mistakes, you know, or I overlook things, or I forget stuff. So I've had to learn to actually schedule me and put me on a schedule so that I can make sure that I get what I need for me in terms of proper rest. And rest to me doesn't always mean like 8 hours. It also could mean I take a break from the computer. I take a break from, you know, I don't answer the phone for an hour or two. You know, that is also rest to me. I take a nap if I can take a nap. That's rest to me as well.
Oh, my goodness. You are so on point. When you said take a break from the computer, I have to tell myself, get up and get away from this computer, because I will be on it like a junkie. And so it's just like, step away. It's going to be there. And that is so true. Just stepping away from what you're doing is rest. Sometimes you think of rest as sleep, but it's taking a break of something that's on your mind consistent. So I'm so glad you shared it. And it's really ironic, because the next question, I know we spoke before, and of course, I bought your book and I read it, and it's excellent. Now, the other question, which you already kind of elaborated on it, is I know you mentioned about you take naps during the day. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me, when you take naps, how do you feel when you wake up?
Oh, my God. It's like hitting the lottery. I don't even know what hitting the lottery is like, because I've never hit the lottery, but it's like hitting the lottery. Because those naps are amazing. Like, it could be just 5 or 10 minutes, really. I've done like 30-minute naps. I've done hours. I've also done 10-minute naps, and you don't know it until you've tried it. Mm-hmm. I'll close my eyes for 10 minutes. I'm going, okay. And I don't even time myself. I used to. I don't do that anymore, because my body already knows what it needs. Mm-hmm. So once that 10 minutes is up, I feel like I had like a 2-hour nap or something, because all I needed to do was just to sit back and do nothing for 5, 10, 15 minutes. And it really does work. When I had a 9-to-5, I remember I would take breaks like in the afternoon, because that seems to be when we seem to get tired mentally is in the afternoon. Yes. I would go to the bathroom, seriously, sit in that bathroom for about 5 or 10 minutes just so I can close my eyes so I can wake up. I didn't realize how much that meant to me until I started working from home and became a full-time entrepreneur. And I realized I needed to continue to do that, because as a full-time entrepreneur, we forget to do those things.
Yes, that's true. Yes. Thanks for listening to Rest, Leads to Revenue podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. the elite conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Morin. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Morin, which is D-O-N... ATADMOORING.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Morin, Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Sandra Cheney. Thank you for staying with us. Now, my next question is, I know you have written several bestseller books. Did you get your energy after a good night rest? Like, is it like at nighttime or more during the day?
You mean after in terms of like working?
Like when you write in your book, yes.
And that's where the night owl part came in at, because I did a lot of things at night because I was so energetic. But then in the morning, I would wake up and I'd be so tired and not wanting to do anything and not working out because I'm in the bed. I'm not going to bed before 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm getting up like at 6 or 7. And I had to literally switch that because my body was telling on me. I couldn't understand why I was so stressed.
And so
I had to figure out how to do it a different way. And so on those days that I'm still a night owl, on those days that I do my work, and then I may not do anything for another day or two. So I schedule me on the calendar. That was how I had to be able to make sure that I took care of me. Because my body was out of whack. It really was. I had to figure out how to do something differently. So now I am more energetic because I get my rest at night now. And I can think clearly during the daytime.
Well, that's great. That's great. Now, the other question, I know you already shared with us that one of the things that you do is that you meditate. Is there anything else that you do to help to prepare to go to bed at night?
So I'm a TV kind of girl. So I like to watch, sometimes I do like to watch TV. And because of that, I've had to either turn the TV off at a certain time or find something mindless to watch. What I've learned is that if I watch a lot of, stuff that keeps my brain stimulated, I cannot sleep, at night. So the turning the TV off or finding, I'm a house hunter's kind of girl. So HGTV is very simple and minded to me. So I may unwind with that, and then I'll meditate and maybe do some yoga to get myself in a bed. Or I'll put some music in my ear, some meditation music while I'm sleeping in my ear to actually help me get relaxed. So those are a few things. And I drink water. Believe it or not,
great.
I drink, water before I go to sleep, because that also helps with, calming down, my organs and things like that.
That is true. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue. We'll be right back.
A Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Sandra Chaney, transforming and impacting lives from the inside out. Sandra, I really appreciate you taking your time to share this valuable information, and I want to give you the opportunity to share with our listening audience how we can support you.
Well, you can be for, to get my books, you can actually visit, you know, Sandra Chaney, that's SandraChaney.com. And on there, it lists not only, you know, my books, but also if you are someone who needs, wants to start a nonprofit and don't know how, already have a nonprofit and you're struggling, then, you know, I have different programs on there. And I offer a free consultation, 30-minute consultation, and we can then find out how I'm able to assist you or what your next steps would be. I also just came out with a new inspirational line because of the inside job, which is what I always say. So I have a T-shirt now and a bracelet that I've started for women leaders who, you know, just to be reminded that everything that we do comes from the inside out.
That is true. That is true. And thank you. And if anyone is trying to reach me, I can be reached at. My website is https://// Donata D. Mooring, DonataDMooring.com. And as always, sleep heals.